television.
Oh, swear not by the moon, the inconstant moon, that monthly changes in her circled orb, lest that thy love prove likewise variable.
What shall I swear by?
Hey, we're trying to do a little Romeo and Juliet here. We don't need no insensitive jerk messing it up.
Sorry, Coach.
All right. Go back to the part where Romeo was swearing. Okay, people. Remember, next week we have a major exam on all of Shakespeare's sonnets, so you better know your assonance from your elbows.
Are you coming, Carol, or what?
Where are sensitive men like Romeo nowadays? Men who aren't afraid to cry. I mean, all we have are insensitive jocks.
Do you think Tom Cruise cries?
Tom Cruise can do anything he wants.
Seaver?
Yes, Mr. Lubbock?
Seaver, I'm going to say something to you that may shock you, but in this class, I consider you my equal. Well, what I mean is that if I had a question about Shakespeare, and I had a choice of either asking him or you, I'd ask you.
Well, thank you.
And it has nothing to do with the fact that he ran around in tights all the time. The point is that I need your help. It's no big secret that I wouldn't even be teaching this class if Mrs. Orbo hadn't gone a little bit flaky, if you know what I mean. But there's a kid who's flunking the class who shouldn't be, and I kind of blame myself. So I was wondering if maybe you could tutor him.
Well, I've never really thought of myself as a teacher.
Hey, who has? So what do you say?
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby.
The chalk?
Yo, Coach.
Yeah, Bobby, Seaver here is going to help you through that Shakespeare stuff.
All right.
Now, look, you do everything she says, because if you don't pass, you don't play. And it ain't going to do you no good to come crying your eyes out to me like you did last year.
I don't think we ever really met. I'm Bobby Winnett.
I know.
And you're Carol the Brain.
I know.
You actually cried last year?
Yeah. Groin pull.
Show me that smile.
Ooh, show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end.
Nowhere near the best is ready to begin.
Oh, as long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands, baby. You and me,
we gotta be the luckiest dreamers you ever.
Hello?
It's not one of your mental patients, Dad. It's just me.
Hey, home early, Ben.
Yeah, my teacher got food poisoning from the tuna surprise in the cafeteria. She was surprised, all right.
Is she okay?
I guess. All I know is one minute Miss Cutter was reading us The Little Fish That Couldn't, the next minute she was ralphing out the window.
School went today.
I'm afraid to.
It went great, Dad. Okay, we had this pop quiz in health class, and I got, are you ready for this? An A!
An A?
Yeah!
Congratulations!
Yeah. See, we had to, like, list the four basic food groups, and I got every single one of them right.
Wow.
Yeah, those 2 hours of studying really paid off.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Mike, you're home! Take Ben someplace.
Any place in particular?
Beijing would be good.
But how come all of of a sudden you don't want us around.
It's not sudden.
Carol.
No, I get it, Dad. She's probably got one of her oh-so-brainy friends coming over, and she's afraid that we'll embarrass her. Which, of course, we will.
It's none of your business who I've got coming over.
Well, Carol, being ashamed of your brothers is not nice.
Yeah!
Could have been worse. Which one of you guys wants to come with me to pick up your mom? Free ice cream.
Let's roll.
And I don't want you to be bothering your sister when her little friend is here.
Hey, no sweat, Dad.
Mike, why don't you go someplace and count your brain cell?
What is it with you? Who's coming over? The geek queen of Dewey High?
It's none of your business.
Oh, I get it. This isn't just like a she geek. This is a he geek, isn't it?
You're scum.
Oh, I knew it. So who is it, like a hunk from the chess club? Huh? A total babe from the honor society?
For your information, it happens to be the captain of the varsity football team.
Bobby Winnett?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Bobby Winnett is coming over here to see you?
Yeah.
Why?
There, see?
Hello?
Yo, Bobby, Mama, how in the heck are you doing, bro?
I'm fine. Mark, right?
Yeah, that's what my close friends call me.
So, Carol, where do you want to study?
Well, that explains why you'd be over here seeing her.
Well, how about my room? There'll be fewer stupid interruptions.
Your parents won't mind?
Well, we're the only ones here. Except for Mark, of course. Bobby, I don't know why Romeo didn't try CPR on Juliet before he killed himself.
I mean, the guy doesn't even check a pulse before he does himself in.
Bobby, the play is over 400 years old. It's a classic.
Look, to you geniuses, it may make sense that Juliet gets some drug from a priest to pretend like she's dead so she can run off with a guy who's too stupid to pick up the phone and call a doctor. But to a guy like me, it's sheep dip.
You're calling Shakespeare sheep dip.
If I was Romeo and you were Juliet and I really had it bad for you, there's nothing nobody would say to get in the way. Not my family, not your family, not nobody. By the time those people turned around and looked for you and me, we'd be in my pickup halfway to Jersey.
Sorry, I lost my temper. Sometimes my emotions get the best of me. Guess I'm too sensitive.
It's okay, I really didn't want any more anyway.
This tutoring stuff's a bad idea. My head's too thick.
No. Understanding Shakespeare is a very difficult thing to do. You know, when I first read his plays, I was lost for months. Ruined my entire sixth grade year.
You read this stuff in the sixth grade?
I'm weird, okay?
No, you're smart.
Boy, spending this much time with me must really be boring for you, huh?
Not really. So where were we?
Everybody was dead.
Dinner in half an hour, Ben. Tuna surprise.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike. Dad told me about your A in health.
Yeah. Come on, Mike, let's hear those four basic food groups.
Maybe later, Dad. I'm going to shoot a few, okay?
Where's Carol?
Upstairs in her bedroom with the football player.
Football player?
Our son has a very weird sense of humor.
Oh, yeah, little Carol.
Bye, Mom. Dad, this is Bobby.
Pleased to meet you.
The football player?
Yeah, you heard of me?
Yeah, I just didn't believe it.
Carol, what's going on here?
I'm tutoring Bobby.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, Carol's translating the Shakespeare guy into English.
to meet you, Bobby.
Pleasure was distinctly mine, Mr. Seaver.
Mr. Seaver?
You old football. Oh, Carol. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks again.
Nice boy.
Yeah.
Certainly was polite.
Yeah.
And cute.
Yeah.
You're doing great, Maggie.
So, what do you think of him?
Oh, Mom, I'm just tutoring him. He's not my type, okay? I swear I don't know where you ever get the idea I'd be attracted to Bobby. Bobby!
No reason to get excited, honey.
Yeah, so you were alone in your bedroom with a boy. So what?
If there's anybody we could trust in a situation like that, it's you.
That's right, honey.
You trust me?
You bet.
What a rotten thing for you to say.
I mean, we have faith in you.
Why does everybody always think I'm going to do the right thing?
So you're saying that you're interested in Bobby?
Mom, haven't you heard a word I said? He has none of the qualities I would look for in a boy.
Well, what are those qualities?
He'd have to be an intellectual, at least as smart as I am, if not smarter. He'd have to be sensitive and vulnerable, too, with a full understanding of the universe and our place in it.
Well, we're safe. She's eliminated everybody but Carl Sagan.
But soft! What light through yonder window breaks? It is the... What do you want?
Can you explain what that means?
Well, it's an analogy wherein Shakespeare likens the presence of Juliet to that of the rising sun. You chucklehead. Okay, I want you to read the first act of Much Ado About Nothing and be prepared to talk about what all the ado is about.
Great. More homework. It's only Tuesday and I'm already getting behind. Speaking of getting behind, does anybody want to go watch the boys swim team practice after school?
That is so dumb.
Carol, don't you ever have any fun?
Carol, I'll see you after school at your place.
Okay.
She does. So, like, what is this Bobby Wynette situation?
There's no situation. I'm just tutoring him.
Oh, well, that figures.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on, Carol, don't have a cow. Everybody knows you're... immaculate.
Immaculate?
You know, wholesome. Well, there are worse things to be, like, fat.
Well... for your information, Bobby and I did our studying all evening in my bedroom. And the subject was, Romeo and Juliet, if you get my meaning. And, you know, maybe I don't have to ogle the boy swim team and act like a little girl when I can be a woman at home.
Guess what? Carol Seaver spent the night with Bobby the Bob.
Really?
Hello?
It's me, Dad, your favorite kid.
Oh, well, come on in, Carol.
Hardy har har har.
So how was school today?
Okay.
Dad, we got big trouble.
Hey, what happened to you?
Benny, look, you're gonna have to leave. Me and Dad have got some man talk, all right?
Am I a Muppet?
Mike, you look like you've been in a fight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who with?
My sixth period speech class.
What, you fought the whole class?
Look, I don't know, Dad. I was on the bottom of the pile. Right now, my fight is not important right now. Either is my suspension.
You were suspended?
Yeah, look. All right, now at the start of the class, Eddie comes up to me and asks me if I heard the news. I say, what news? He says, about Carol. Well, you know me. I mean, I'm always ready for a good Carol nerd story. And then he starts saying this disgusting stuff about Carol. So I keep smiling, see, waiting for the punchline. And he's not kidding. And I don't know what happened, but the next thing I know, I'm sitting there punching Eddie out. And then I'm sitting there swinging and kicking, and I couldn't even figure out why I was so angry.
I mean, here I was getting all busted up protecting Carol. It must have been delirious.
And wait a minute, well, what were they saying about Carol?
Well, that she's been sleeping with Bobby Winnett right up in her own room.
Oh, that doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, tell me about it. Bobby wants to start a rumor, why don't you just pick someone like Sheena Berkowitz from now with her?
Hey, come on. Are you sure Bobby said this?
Yes, Dad. Look, I don't think you should let him come over here anymore.
Well, he's upstairs with Carol right now.
You hold him, I'll work him over.
Mike, I'll talk to him, all right?
Hi, am I too late for the man?
Were you in a fight?
Not just a fight, a brawl.
Yeah, protecting his sister's good name.
Yeah, nobody badmouths that geek when I'm around.
Then have my lips the sin that they have took. Now, Juliet means that Romeo's first kiss, the sin, should be taken back by Romeo.
Sounds like she's scamming him for another kiss?
Exactly!
All right!
Okay, here.
Sin from my lips. Oh,
trespass.
Trespass, sweetly urged. Give me my sin again. So he gets the message, right?
Right! And then they kiss, restating their love, even though they're from two different worlds.
Carol?
Yes?
You're really smart.
Lucky me.
No, I mean, it's nice. I never hung out with a smart girl before. It's interesting.
The stock market is interesting.
I mean, it's kind of nice.
Nice is nice.
There's this theater that's showing Romeo and Juliet. And I was wondering if you had nothing to do. Maybe you and I, we could...
Mom, Dad!
I sincerely hope we aren't interrupting anything.
Afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Seaver.
Bobby, I want to have a word with you.
Dad, what are you doing?
And I'd like a word with you, Carol.
This is so embarrassing.
Bobby, my office?
Sure.
You can take your books.
Mother, do you have any idea what you have just done?
I certainly
do. You have ruined my entire life.
Carol, I don't think you understand what's going on.
I'll tell you what's going on. The captain of the football team. The pride of the Dewey Hooters. was in the middle of asking me out. Me, Carol the Brain Seaver.
Oh, honey, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but Bobby isn't as nice as he might seem.
How would you know?
Because he's saying terrible things about
you. What are you talking about?
He's been telling people all over school that while you two were supposed to be studying, you slept together.
He's telling?
And I don't want someone who would spread those kinds of rumors about my daughter in this house.
Well, Mom, I think we have a problem then.
Well?
Well, what?
Explain yourself.
Oh, you mean like where I was born, what position I play?
No, I'm talking about what you said at school yesterday.
What do you mean?
The lie you told.
Oh, how did you know?
Everyone knows.
Okay, I didn't really read Moby Dick. The library has these old comic books called Classic Illustrated, and all I did was just copy...
I'm talking about Carol.
Oh, I bet she read it. She's read everything.
I just said it to Debbie and Shelley. I mean, I never thought they'd go blab it all over the whole school with it.
Forget about Debbie and Shelley.
I like to. I mean, how could they do that? How could they believe something like that?
Because they heard it from you.
Mom, don't defend them.
Carol, how could you start a rumor like that about... It is a rumor, isn't it?
Of course it is, Mom. I mean, everybody knows that decent, responsible, immaculate Carol wouldn't dare do a thing like that.
Then why? don't know. Carol, that's a mic answer. I expect a little more from you.
What am I, a saint? Why do you always have to say, Mike, why can't you be more like your sister? Why does every teacher I've ever had put me in charge when they leave the classroom? Why is it that I'm the one always to be elected a recording secretary?
Oh, honey, those are all good things.
I just wish that every once in a while it would be nice to be thought of as dangerous.
Provocative?
Yes.
Sexy?
Yes.
The kind of girl that should never be allowed to study in her bedroom with a hunk?
Yes.
Have you noticed Bobby's, cute bottom?
No.
Well, am I wrong? You know, honey, you're gonna have to clear up this rumor at school.
Oh, yeah. Do you think it could, wait a couple days?
Bobby, you leave me no choice. I'm gonna phone your parents.
Why?
Why? Because you told anybody who would listen that you and Carol
studied together.
What?
Was I supposed to keep that a secret?
Jason, it's all right.
Oh, hold on.
Hold off.
But he
didn't
do anything.
Trust me. Bobby, Carol's waiting to finish her lesson in the living room.
Thanks for not calling my folks, Mr. Seaver. I promise the first thing tomorrow I'm gonna read Moby Dick cover to cover.
Hi.
Hi. You have a very strange family.
Oh, they seem pretty normal to me. Okay, where were we? Oh, yeah, you were saying something about Romeo and Juliet, the movie?
Oh, yeah, I was gonna ask you if you'd like...
I'd love to.
All right, well, I'm gonna go and get ready.
Why? You look incredible. I mean, what time are you gonna be picking me up?
An hour?
Fine, I may change, too.
Carol? I think you're real neat.
Day.
Shakespeare. Macbeth. Out, out, damn spot. So the guy had a dog.
Let CTS send you and a friend to experience a pampering weekend at Deerhurst Resort in beautiful Muskoka. To win, watch It's a Miracle all week at 3 right here on CTS. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, Kevin, Winnie, and Paul mobilize to save their favorite hangout from being bulldozed.